welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
If you haven't noticed yet, Mac is actually not with me in person. We are talking over FaceTime because, you know, as coronavirus just gets more serious, especially in our state of Rhode Island, we decided it's best to take extra precautions and just do this over FaceTime. So, yeah. So
our two families are officially quarantined separately. We're no longer one unit.
Yeah, so. We're no longer one unit. It's tough.
Yeah. We're more relatable now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, as for the updates about coronavirus in Newport / the world, do you have anything?
No, I don't really have much, to be honest. Easter was weird.
Yeah, Easter was weird.
Be with people. But yeah, truthfully, I don't really have much. Do you have anything?
No, not really. So I figured we could just get right into our weekend update. So over the weekend, I had Thursday and Friday off. It's crazy how fast the days go by because literally, like, it all blends into one day because I'm doing basically the same thing every day. But we put up a trampoline outside my house that I had from my old house that we hadn't put up yet. So that's been providing some fun. It was actually super nice yesterday. So for Easter, we did a little picnic in our backyard, which was made it kind of special. And then we actually dressed up last night for dinner and, like, put out the tablecloth and candles, which I recommend. I've seen a lot of people doing that kind of thing, like dressing up and dreading. And it does feel different, which is kind of fun. Today, it is pouring rain, so I watched some Netflix and did some school work. And that's pretty much it. How about you?
Yesterday, a beautiful day, so I spent a lot of time outside with my family, played some pickleball in our driveway. And then I also dressed up for dinner.
That's
cool. I didn't, but I put a nice polo shirt on. We had delicious ham, mac and cheese dinner, traditional Easter, so that was awesome. And then, yeah, today it's miserable out, so I just haven't done anything, really. Read a little bit, some Survivor.
Wow, I feel very unprepared for this episode, I have to admit to you.
And I are going to drive around and check out, like, the waves and stuff, I think, so.
That's fun. Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting out and, like, you know, driving around, that kind of thing. Okay, so what more is there to talk about? Well, my loungewear, so I've heard all this stuff about getting loungewear for the coronavirus, so I got this, like, one-piece, like, jumper kind of thing, and that came in, and so that's what I'm wearing right now. So if you want something to do, you should totally buy some loungewear.
Yeah, totally.
And I got some hair dye. Well, okay, so my sister had to go to CVS. It's not like we went particularly for the hair dye, but when she was there, she bought me hair dye, so I might dye my hair temporarily pink.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people doing stuff with their hair. My hair is just about long enough to get cornrows, so I'm trying to convince my sister, Jane, to give me cornrows.
That'd be cool.
I hope to do that.
A little Post Malone action.
Yeah. Oh, and also, Friday night, we played your mom's Zoom drinking game.
That's fun. Did it go well?
Yeah, it went really well. I had a mix of Fairfield friends and Newport friends all on together, and
that's really fun. Look, you can meet new people. That's what this is all about. You know, having fun with it. Yeah, my friends and I did another, like, game over FaceTime, like, with an app called Photo Roulette. It's kind of random. But I didn't like that one as much as Psych. But, you know, there's so many apps and, like, different games you can do over FaceTime or Zoom. I honestly prefer Zoom to FaceTime. Because FaceTime, all the faces move around, and it's just, like, so annoying.
Zoom is much more
FaceTime.
And to be,
yeah, like a group, multiple exactly. People. Mm-hmm. Like, this works well for two people, but
yeah. Zoom's nice. I'm trying to think. Saturday Night Live did, like, a special episode on Saturday with a bunch of quarantine skits.
Ooh, that's cool. I actually want to check
it out. We're on YouTube, so if you're into Saturday Night Live, there's some funny stuff on YouTube. They did, like, a parody of a Zoom meeting, a couple other things. It's pretty funny.
That's funny. Yeah, that sounds good. I have rehearsal tonight for the show I'm doing. And I, speaking of that, I actually was thinking of maybe calling my director sometime for this, because I think she'd be good to talk to just about what it's like been trying to direct a show while this is going on.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we don't lose power.
Oh, yeah. School was almost was potentially canceled, which is hilarious, the thought of canceling school when we're stuck at home. But it wasn't, because the power didn't go out yet. But if it does...
Yeah,
that could happen.
Out in parts of Rhode Island right now. So I'm supposed to have a Zoom class at 6:30, so.
That would be tough.
Oops.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, it's a great excuse. Do you want to get into the questions?
Yeah, let's do it. Jeez, guys, I'm sorry. This Monday episode is turning into a Friday episode.
It's a very dreary day. It's just not...
We always blame the weather on our unmotivated ways, I have to admit.
Yeah, it's really nice out. That's why we didn't do anything. It's really bad out. It used to be pretty average out. we're trying to figure out FaceTiming it.
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest kink here.
If we had an interview, we'd be able to, but we haven't really figured out how to do an interview with all three of us.
Yeah, Zoom is a good idea. But it's just, that's hard because they have to, get onto Zoom and stuff.
Exactly.
So if you have any ideas about a good way to us be on face or us be, talking to each other while also, introducing an interview in,
we might let us have know. To us record the interview beforehand.
Yeah, that's probably best. We can, take turns.
If you have someone to call, I have someone to call, but we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a lot of responses to our question. If you could switch bodies with anyone for a day, who would it be? Daniel Lord responded Cecilia, who is his wife, and she responded Daniel. So that's, just goals right there. Absolute goals. Kaylee Fry responded Jake DeBrusque, Hailey Bieber, or Drake, and then responded again, or Coco Ho. That's four responses, all pretty good, though, I guess. And then Annie Lees responded, whoever is dating Tyler C. Do you know who Tyler C is?
Is he from The Bachelor?
Potentially.
Let's do some research here. You keep going. Oh, yeah. He's a Bachelor guy.
Okay. Annie, do you really want to date someone from The Bachelor? I don't know. But hey.
Oh, Bachelorette.
Oh, Bachelorette. Whatever works. Ian Martins responded, Jeff Bezos. I mean, that's a good one. Just boatloads of money. You can pretty much do whatever you want. Aaron responded, Barack Obama.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
I think it'd just be some family time, though, because he's not really doing much.
Not really doing much anymore, but nice and relaxing, I guess. Anna Murphy responded, The Rock. Would love to know how it feels to be that huge. Yeah, it'd be nice to just be jacked walking around. And The Rock's also just a great guy, so that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Nunes responded, Tom Brady. I mean, that one just hurts because he's not on the Patriots anymore. Maggie Wetzel responded, Margaret Atwood. She wrote The Handmaid's Tale, and I think it would be very cool to hear her thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
anyone's
deep.
Anyone smart like that would just be cool to see how they think.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Fitzgerald responded, Kylie Jenner. Lots of money there, too. Can't really go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Tess Nunes responded, Hailey Bieber, so I could be with Justin Bieber all day. So Hailey Bieber now has two responses, so she's winning. Catherine Cawley responded, Einstein. Again, just cool to see how, a genius thinks. And David Doherty responded, an astronaut. Not even a specific astronaut, just any astronaut. So.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Wow, that was really exciting.
Lots of reader responses there.
Nice job, guys. Okay, so let's think about this. Question time. This is from rendezvousmag.com. So have we done this? I don't think so. If you could change your name, what name would you choose? We did do that. We did. Okay. What's your favorite workout song?
workout song?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Harlem by DJ Porter.
Ah, good one. I like that one.
Either that or probably Power by Kanye.
All right, that's good. I always like Eye of the Tiger when I'm, like, running. That's pretty motivational. If you were reincarnated as an animal, what would you be?
Probably, like, a dog.
Oh, right. That's a good one.
A dog, a really nice family who just gets treated incredibly well and just, like, get the kind of lounge around and just get fed all day, you know?
I like it. That's good. I would say a dolphin because I really want to explore the sea.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool.
And, what was... Oh, never mind. what is... Do you have a phobia? Something you're really scared of?
The dentist.
The dentist?
Yeah. Like, I'm scared. When they go in my teeth, I'm literally, like, clutching the chair. Like, even if they aren't doing anything, I'm, like, full throttle, just scared. Yeah, the dentist is my biggest phobia, I'd say.
I have to say, I did not know that. What?
Vampire. I'm reading a book about vampires right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty scary, so maybe vampires is getting over the dentist.
Yeah, those definitely sound a little bit scarier. I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, guys. Since I feel like this has not... We have literally talked not about the coronavirus at all. While that may be refreshing, it just feels wrong because, you know, we're supposed to be a coronavirus update, please. So, I'm gonna go ahead and give you some updates. On Saturday and Sunday... This is from cdc.gov. I'm just reading a little bit off their website just to keep you informed. Okay, sorry. Let's see. COVID-19 U.S. at a glance. Right now, there are five, and this was, I think, from yesterday or the day before. There are 554,849 total cases. Is that right? I thought there was more.
What'd you say?
There's more in the world. Never mind. That's probably right. 554,849 total cases, 21,942 total deaths. So that is a lot of cases and a lot of deaths, but, you know, it's always good to look on the bright side and the fact that, you know, deaths compared to cases as normal, like the percentage of people who die from it is kind of low. So just keep that in mind that it... You probably will be okay if you're younger and listening to this, if you get the coronavirus, but still, it's smart to, you know, just take precautions. And then just one other thing about this. Cases of COVID-19 reported in the U.S. by source of exposure. So travel-related, there was 6,515. Close contact, 13,341. And then under investigation, 534,993. So clearly there are a lot of cases that we don't know where they're coming from. Like, we don't know if it's travel related, close contact. It's like kind of just up in the air, which is also pretty interesting. I would think like they would know, but clearly they don't. So that's why it's important to keep that contact journal, because have you done that, Mac? Oh no, guys, Mac froze. Man, this episode is a little bit awkward because we really don't know what we're talking about. But, are you there?
I lost you for a second, but I'm back.
Did you keep, have you started your contact journal?
No, but I can, now that we aren't, like, I can tell you everyone I've been in contact with.
So. Yeah. I know, it's hard to get motivated. I'm really gonna try, but it's, like, the reason it is hard, it's, like, when I'm never leaving the house, what's the point? But I'm sure there is a very important point to it, so, I need to stop being a hypocrite and start one myself, that's for sure. Oh, right. I feel like our episode is coming to a close.
Yeah, it wasn't our best, but we'll come back better, stronger tomorrow.
Yeah, it really wasn't our best. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on. Oh, let you guys down. Okay. Anyways, we are going to head out now after a quote.
I'll put one of those questions on Instagram. Probably who if you could switch bodies with Nicole.
Yeah, that's a good one. Do you have a quote?
Yes. So, my goal is not to be better than anyone else, but to be better than I used to be. Wayne Dyer. So, my goal is not to be better than anyone else with my contact journal, but be better than I used to be. So, you know, just think it's a relatable quote.
And then this one is, if you know you can do better, then do better. So, we're going to do better.
Yeah, we'll be better with our podcast and our contact
journal. But, yeah, keep on updating about people for us to call and interview because we're totally interested in that. And we are going to work hard to try to figure out a new format that will work well with this. Thank you guys so much for your patience. These are hard times. And so, you know, we can't be perfect. All right. We're going to, yeah.
Stay safe.